Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that will go into effect midday, as we'll have sunny skies, lower 90s, wind gusts at 25. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms around 70 with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 60s, and Thursday, we'll have sunny skies at 93 degrees. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly mandating that people wear masks in public spaces starting Friday to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The Democratic governor said her administration will issue specific guidelines later this week, and local officials will enforce the policies. Kansas health officials yesterday reported over 14,400 confirmed coronavirus cases, an increase of 905 since Friday. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 4 years of probation in a Nebraska crash that killed four Iowa motorcyclists. The Kearney Hub reports that 24-year-old Cesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal also was ordered last Friday to serve 400 hours of community service. He pleaded no contest back in February to reckless and willful vehicular homicide. Prosecutors dropped three more counts and two other charges in return for his plea. Authorities say the vehicle Cisneros Hernandez was driving hit two motorcycles carrying two people each in July of 2017. Mid-America Network News.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Merck Animal Health said it has plans to invest $100 million to expand and enhance its manufacturing facility in DeSoto, Kansas. The company is a division of Merck & Company based in Kenilworth, New Jersey. It announced yesterday in a news release that it plans a technology expansion of its vaccine production facility this year, plus an additional $66 million investment in the coming years. The site develops vaccines for swine, cattle, and horses. Authorities say a pedestrian was hospitalized after she was hit by a train in Winfield yesterday. The Wichita Eagle says the female pedestrian was taken to Wesley Medical Center in critical condition. Her age and city of residence not immediately released. Police said she was on or near the railroad tracks when she was struck by a Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway locomotive shortly after 9:30 yesterday morning. No one else was injured in the incident. And be advised, Kansas weather forecasters say the heat is on. Prepare accordingly. Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that a Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska health officials say the number of reported coronavirus cases in the state is approaching 19,000. The state's online coronavirus tracker said yesterday that the state had 18,899 cases of COVID-19. That's 375 higher than it was on Friday. The number of deaths linked to coronavirus in the state increased by one to 267. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 4 years of probation in a Nebraska crash that killed four Iowa motorcyclists. The Kearney Hub reports Cesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas, was also ordered Friday to serve 400 hours of community service. He pleaded no contest in February to reckless and willful vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say his vehicle hit two motorcycles carrying two people each on July 1st of 2017. near Ogallala. And weather forecasters say hot, the key word for Nebraska weather today. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A second positive COVID-19 test confirmed in Marshall County Monday is under quarantine as contact tracing and investigation of individuals deemed close contacts are identified. This second case is not related to the county's first confirmation a week ago, and they have no connection to each other. 321 have tested negative, with 9 results pending in Marshall County so far. As cases rise, community support is urged in social distancing when able, otherwise wearing a mask when possible. If you have any symptoms of illness, stay at home and don't travel unless necessary. Frequent hand washing and hand sanitizer should be utilized. Among adjacent counties, Nemahaw has reported 24, with just a single report in Washington County. Another positive test was also confirmed last week in Gage County, now with a cumulative total of 47. 6 EMS responders in Riley County, among a total of 222, with 134 currently active and one hospitalized. Pottawatomie County is at 68. An outbreak of cases in Republic and Cloud counties prompted self-quarantine orders for those who may have been exposed recently at the Concordia City swimming pool. Effective Friday, on advice of the governor, all Kansas residents are requested to wear masks for indoor gatherings and outdoor events where social distancing is not maintained. The Marshall County Health Department has cloth masks available to the public, one per individual at the Health Department office in Marysville. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday unanimously approved signing the federal fund exchange request for reimbursement for the landfill blacktop overlay, with $110,000 funds available on a 90% match. A number of budget requests were heard. Road and Bridge Department shows an increase of $177,000. County Health Agency reflects an increase of approximately $40,000. County Appraiser turned in a budget request with an increase of nearly $40,000. Sheriff's Office request is an increase of $107,000. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker discussed making the 2020 budget transfers into the Capital Improvement and Risk Management Funds. The auditor will meet with the board, and these transfers will be discussed. Agency on Aging Director was asked when the Helvering Center would be reopened for social activities. The state's still recommending waiting at least until July 6th to reassess the situation. Since reopening the dining room, about half are choosing to dine in. The remainder still taking meals to go. Kansas Association of Counties will meet with department heads July 20th to give a presentation on the Open Meetings, Open Records Act to discuss county records accessibility. The appraiser's office is experiencing a significant increase in the cost of providing copies of information. Commissioners approved a permanent Dropbox purchase for installation outside the courthouse. Washington County Commissioners at their recent meeting approved purchase of a dozer for the landfill. An additional fee will be charged to patrons with uncovered loads at the landfill after August 1st of $25 for the first offense, $50 for the second notice, increasing again after that. Nemahaw County Commissioners received an update from the committee assigned, but the county used Marvin Planning Consultants to prepare a comprehensive plan for Nemahaw County. And that group also recommending each township and each city have a representative on the steering committee used in development of the comprehensive plan. A fatality and injury UTV accident was reported Friday evening in Pottawatomie County. The driver of the utility vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene, identified as Brad Martin, age 55, of Onega. One of the UTV's occupants, Tony Kuhl, age 49, of Hoyt, was transported to an area hospital for injuries sustained. Another passenger, Preston Simmons, age 37, of Onega, was treated at the scene. The accident reported near Olsburg just after 8:30 p.m. Friday remains under investigation. Delora S. Drinkern, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delora Drinkern. Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfurt, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8, at the Padden Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and peach crisp. Tomorrow's menu, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and fruit mix. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spending time at home made you realize it's time to upgrade your furniture and appliances? Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store are both open and sanitizing the store daily. Order online or stop in, and all orders over $299 will be delivered to you free. Receive free delivery on all appliances, furniture, and bedding, and 12 months interest-free with over 1,000 furniture items and over 500 appliances in stock ready for delivery. Only at Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice, and online at ashleyfurniture.com or stansbrandsource.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level ridge in place bringing very warm temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We'll see temperatures well into the 90s with heat values across the central parts of the Midwest in the upper 90s, some areas into the 100s. Otherwise, sunny skies for today. We do have this cold front that could bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see dry weather for tomorrow through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, heat advisory, otherwise sunny skies, lower 90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy around 70 with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Thursday, sunny skies, high of 93. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Recent record high, 98 in 2018. The average low, 65. The record low, 56, set in 2008. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunny and 76 with a calm wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Several players speak out against baseball's return. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Washington Nationals announced first baseman Ryan Zimmerman and pitcher Joe Ross will both opt out of baseball's 60-game season, citing the personal health and safety of themselves and their loved ones. The two joined D-backs pitcher Mike Leake and Rockies infielder Ian Desmond in saying they won't play. ESPN baseball insider Jeff Passan on how concerned the league should be.
I think that the biggest concern, Scott, is when bigger names start opting out. And I think when it's all said and done, though, there isn't going to be a huge stream of players who do end up opting out.
Nats general manager Mike Rizzo said the organization is 100% supportive of Ross's and Zimmerman's decisions. Brooklyn Nets center DeAndre Jordan says he will sit out the NBA's restart in Orlando after testing positive for COVID-19. His teammate Spencer Dinwiddie is also strongly considering doing the same after testing positive. This is ABC Sports. Amid protests for social justice along with the ongoing pandemic, Toronto Raptors guard Fred VanVleet admitted to reporters he was initially on the fence about participating in the NBA's restart. VanVleet committed to playing this summer, but respects those who say the restart is a bad idea.
If the league or more of my guys would have came together and said we didn't want to play, I would have sat out as well. I wouldn't have fought it. But I think most of us decided to play, and it's something that we'll have to live with. But I trust that my heart's in the right place, and I'm doing enough to really make change.
The Raptors were the first team to arrive in Florida prior to the restart. They will train at Florida Gulf Coast University before entering the bubble July 9th. Widely considered the best high school basketballer in more than a decade, Imoni Bates announced his commitment to Michigan State. Bates, the top player in the ESPN class of 2022 rankings, will play at a prep school his father is opening this fall. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Late last week, a panel of judges in the Ninth Circuit Court said no to a BASF motion to stay and recall their June 3rd ruling that vacated three dicamba registrations. The move puts dicamba registrations and product users back where they started the month, with three or four over-the-top dicamba herbicides no longer federally approved for use. For now, farmers and applicators can still apply any existing stocks that were in their possession on June 3rd. That according to the cancellation order issued by the EPA on June the 8th. Now, they have to follow directions on the formal labels, as well as any state rules that are already in effect, including state cutoff dates that may have already taken place. Looking past 2020, the future of the three dicamba registrations is in limbo. BASF had asked the judges to recall the mandate based on several reasons. For example, BASF said it wasn't made aware of that its Yungenia herbicide was at stake in the case before the June 3rd decision. That meant they didn't get a proper opportunity to defend their product in court. Farm Progress Show and Husker Harvest Days have been going strong for some 65 years as a place that farmers can go to find out about new products and look for tools to boost productivity. But for the first time ever, the shows will not happen. Farm Progress made the difficult decision to cancel both shows due to the rapidly changing conditions related to COVID-19. Show management had additionally said the shows would go on with different health and safety requirements in place. State and local officials had come out in support of both the shows taking place, but Farm Progress officials say it became apparent in a very short time that the situation across the U.S. is changing. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Nemaha Marshall REA is seeking applications for a full-time lineman to join their team of dedicated linemen. Send your resume to the general manager at Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative at Axtell. Application deadline is June 30th.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it's time again. We check in with the 2020 summer harvest updates brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, for the week ending of June 28th, Kansas wheat condition rated 7% very poor, 13% poor, 34% fair, 39% good, and 7% excellent. Winter wheat mature was 90%, well ahead of 68% last year. Harvested was at 47%, well ahead of 21% last year, but near 51% for the five-year average. Now we take a peek across the state in a couple of different regions.
Dwight Elmore from Ellsworth Co-op reports they took in their first load on June 17th, and their harvest is only about one-third complete. Yields have ranged from 20 to 70 bushels per acre in a single field. Most of the reason for such low bushels can be traced back to freeze damage in the area. Protein levels are around the mid-11s to 12%. Mike Britton from Mid-State Farmers Co-op in Rush County said they took in their first load of wheat on June 19th. Proteins are running anywhere from 9 to 14%, with a majority in the 11s and 12s. Britton says this year's numbers are looking great and maybe possibly a little better than last year. Steve Kluwer, who farms in Gray County, reports that he lost about a third of his acres to hail. He started cutting on June 19th, but the ground was still a little too wet. He is now 80% done and is expecting to be wrapped up by July 2nd. He said proteins have been above average at 13 to 14%. Test weights are 61 to 62 pounds per bushel. His best dryland yields are in the 45 bushel per acre range. The best irrigated yield was about 78, which is below average.
Harvest updates brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm Sam Speck with your Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Agricultural theft is a problem that rears its ugly head in many different ways. Today, we'll talk about bee rustling after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Today, our story about agricultural theft takes us to Washington State. And here is Sierra McLean, a reporter for the Capitol Press.
So on April 6th, a man named Dave Smouse, who is a beekeeper at Columbia Pollination in northern Washington, discovered that more than 200 of his hives were missing on a property along Interstate 90. And then about a month later, May 31st, another separate beekeeper over in Othello, Washington area, named Bud Wilhelm, also found that he had hives missing, 64 hives actually stolen from Lincoln County and 84 stolen from Grant County.
So over 250 beehives from three different locations that are missing. They just don't get up and walk away, though, do they?
These two didn't know each other, but they ended up finding out essentially that the same person had stolen both of their sets of beehives. And through this case, we've actually found that more than 30 people were victimized by the same alleged thief across California, Washington, Montana, Idaho, and Oregon, amounting to more than $200,000 in stolen bees.
And Sierra says the bee rustler was caught thanks to some old-fashioned detective work by the beekeepers doing some citizen detective work.
Sheriff Wade Majors at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office told me that without the help of the local beekeeping and farming communities, they likely wouldn't have cracked the case, because the sheriff's office apparently does not have necessarily the sufficient funding or staffing to be able to investigate as thoroughly as they would have liked to. So they really needed to collaborate with the community. So the way that this happened was Dave Smouse and Bud Wilhelm, the two beekeepers, lived pretty far apart and did not know each other, but they met online through a beekeeping Facebook group, and they both shared stories of their stolen bees as well as crime scene photos, and they found the same unique tire tracks, which is a sort of unintended calling card in both cases. And so they thought, oh, we must be dealing with the same thief here. So from there, they decided that they wanted to find where exactly this thief was, but they needed to use the local farming community as resources to help them.
And as you would expect, the local farming community stepped up to help, sending photos of beehives on their property or on neighbors' property. And that sure helped. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 77 with a light south wind. The size forecast to top 90 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. A person familiar with the deal says the Cleveland Cavaliers have signed forward Dean Wade to a multi-year deal. The person speaking on the condition of anonymity because the team has not yet announced the deal says the additions fill two roster openings for the Cavs ahead of the NBA reopening its transaction window. The former K-State standout played in 12 games for Cleveland last season. Haysville Campus High School south of Wichita, the latest to announce that summer conditioning and activities are being put on hold for 14 days until July 10th due to potential coronavirus exposure. KSNTV reports in a statement from Campus High. Officials said, while we feel that the potential for any student athlete getting COVID-19 remains extremely low, we take precautions to continue to protect our student athletes and staff health. Conditioning programs now suspended until July 10th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team took a pair at Valley Falls on Friday, winning 17-7 and 12-1. Legion teams at Fairbury this evening.
The growing season may be half over, but procrastinating gardeners still have a few options. Some advice for planters late to the party on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Dental benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 30th, the 182nd day of the year. Boxer Mike Tyson has a birthday, and Chevrolet manufactured the first Corvette on this day in 1953. If you procrastinated on planting vegetables this late into the season, you might think you've missed your chance. But here's a few veggies that love the summer heat and will mature quickly. Bush beans are as maintenance-free as you can get. Direct seed them now and be prepared for plenty to eat and preserve before the end of the summer. A late planting of summer squash will have you harvesting zucchini into the fall. And okra is a good late planting choice. It takes only 60 days to maturity. Plus, you can use the leaves as summer greens while waiting for the pods to mature. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
say a word, misery loves company. That's why it's you and me buying each other drinks back at the bar, thick as thieves. Stealing these little sips, doing our best to make the best of the worst of it. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along, keep leaning it on in closer. Keep salting the rim, getting even with her and with him before the night is over. That first kiss is like a Colorado hit, we better keep on keeping it lit till we can't remember. Can't remember what we came here to forget. Go ahead and check your phone like I've been checking mine. Nobody's texting for a rewind. Looks like it's just me and you. Fall in love just enough to get us through what we're getting through. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along.